Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He is part of the OC Tanner organization. He's the lead recognition consultant there and also a researcher there. He's a best-selling author of the Carrot books, which you heard us talk about a lot on the show, along with Adrian Gostick, and including the Carrot Principle, including A Carrot a Day, including The Invisible Employee, and he's our good friend. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Chester. I was telling the audience before you came, when I was telling them you were joining us, that this concept of employee engagement is probably more important now than ever before, because the things that make a customer come back to us today are more intangible than ever before. They're not coming back to do business with you because of your products. They're not coming back to do business with you because of your pricing. They're probably not even coming back because of your service. But there's an intangible connection that is that customers are expecting to be made with them today, and that can only happen between human beings. And if your human beings aren't engaged, then you're going to lose that race. What do you think, Chester?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, and when we know this, when we go to interact, whether it's our contractor doing work on our house or it's a retailer, when we walk in, we can tell if those employees really like what they do. Yeah. And are engaged with their products. And that's very appealing for us to come in and find an expert, find someone that can help us solve our problems. And even in this economy, what we're finding through our research and the clients that we work with is that people will pay a premium for that. They really will. To have that sense of, you care about me, you care about my problems, and I can rely on you to give me great advice.
Right. There's no question about it. And what do you think about my concept of intangible being the key to getting customers to do business with you and come back and do it again?
Absolutely. You know, it's that special sauce almost, you know, that little ingredient that we can't quite identify, but when it's there, we know it's there. And, you know, I thought, you know, in preparing for today's interview, and I've been thinking about it over the last couple of days, I thought what might be helpful is for me to give you some specific examples of some companies that really, really get
it. Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, well, this is probably a place, and I can see you partying at one of these restaurants, Texas Roadhouse. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those.
I have been to one. I don't go there a lot, but some of my kids love that place.
It is a great concept. You know, G.J. Hart is the president and CEO there, and the concept is these little roadside places where you have great little bluegrass. There's peanuts all over the floor. Right. There's line dancing. It's a ton of fun. And when you go in there, the employees love the place. And here's one of the reasons why. They care about each other. And let me tell you how that kind of plays out. They, particularly last year, the tough economic times of last year, they would find they've got hourly employees, you know, they've got dishwashers and stuff like that.
Right.
These are people that make a ton of money. But what they were always at Texas Roadhouse was philanthropic. They would donate to local charities and so on. Well, G.J. Hart had this idea that while we care for a lot of the United Ways and some of the charities that are important to all of us nationally, what are we doing for each other? What happens when one of us can't pay a light bill or has had an expense? You know, grandma passes away, we don't have enough money to pay for the funeral expenses. What are we doing for each other? So he set up this fund within the company called Andy's Outreach. Andy is their armadillo mascot. And the employees contribute to it, and then he matches it.
Wow.
And they have a panel of employees that then you submit this catastrophic event to the panel of employees. And if it's approved, they pay your bills for you.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, it has built an esprit de corps within Texas Roadhouse.
That is really good.
isn't it? Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times we give to, you know, the United Way, or we give to the Red Cross, and mm-hmm. those are noble causes, but
yep.
how does it impact me personally? Well, when you know that you've been able to help out the guy that works right next to you, now that's that intangible you're talking about. We care about each other, and that transfers to our environment, that transfers to our customers. And in a recession last year, their profits and expansion were up 20%.
And see, folks, this is that little, this is that intangible. None of this that you're talking about had anything to do with the products. The hamburgers or the peanuts did it. I mean, obviously, you got to have those things. But I promise you, last year when restaurants were closing all over the country, for a restaurant company to be up can't be anything but the intangibles that we're talking about.
Well, see, here's the thing they talk about. They say, look, in the restaurant business, everybody's got a Caesar salad. Everybody got a chicken Caesar
That's
salad.
Right.
What
That's
makes
right.
your chicken Caesar salad different than everybody else's?
That's right.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's exactly right. And the only thing is, I mean, and it's what we've been saying for a long time. We've talked about it on the show for a long time, Chester, is, you know, the ding in branding is how customers feel about doing business with you. But for a long time, we talked about how they felt about owning your product, using your product, the way you delivered it, et cetera, et cetera. But now it's becoming even less about anything and more about the connection.
Absolutely. And here's an interesting thing that they do. And you know, because I know your listeners are always looking for kind of best practices. They actually have a T-shirt that they sell called I love Texas Roadhouse. I love working at Texas Roadhouse. And it's made available to the employees, but they have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? It's yeah. not free, because anybody will take a free T-shirt that
right.
says whatever. They have to buy it, and the money goes into the employee fund.
Hmm.
And it is the number one best-selling item to their employees.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Now, here's the other thing that I want to talk about, and that is that there are some ideas in employee engagement that are kind of revolutionary. And I think this is one of them. So let me share another story with you.
All right.
G.J. Hart sits on the board of a really interesting company in the Midwest called Thornton's. And I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're like mini-mart gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got quite a few up and down the Midwest. Well, he sits on their board. Well, Matt Thornton, who's the son of the founder and now is the CEO and president, was talking to G.J. Hart, and G.J. shared this with him because they've got a great culture at Thornton's, but they were looking to take it to the next level. Well, guess what? Now Thornton's is doing the same thing.
The same thing.
And they've raised literally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And they just started last December to take the nominations from their employees to help them. Again, hourly wage people working really hard,
right.
good, solid folks
yeah.
that sometimes find themselves in a situation where
they're very close to the edge. They live very close to the edge, no question. Hold on to that thought, Chester. We're going to come back. We've got more to come with our good friend Chester Elton right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. You're not crying, money. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And by the way, when you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, including going back and listening to the body of work, checking out the body of work that Chester Elton has deposited with us over the years on this topic and other related topics of making sure that we help our employees be as successful as they can be with us, as the time that they spend with us, that they invest with us, that we engage them, that they're engaged themselves in the work that they do. And that's what Chester helps us with. Chester, as you know, is an award-winning best-selling author of co-author of the Carrot books, including The Carrot Principle and including A Carrot a Day, and also The Invisible Employee. He and Adrian Gostick are the co-authors of that. Chester, give us the website. Tell us how we can find your books.
Yeah, it's real easy. It's carrots.com. Just make sure you put the S on the end. And we also are part of the O.C. Tanner Company. That's octanner.com.
Yeah.
And all kinds of great tips. And, you know, you mentioned our Invisible Employee book. We just put out a second edition of that to help employees use recognition to find the hidden potential in everyone. And we're very proud of that book as well.
What, as one of the things that that I see out there in the marketplace, Chester, and I don't know how much you see of this, I suspect you see a good bit of it. I still see a fair amount of anxiety and fear in the marketplace, even though the layoffs have kind of slowed down to stop, maybe for most folks. There's still a lot of concern out there, and how do you, do you agree with that? Do you see that? Are you seeing that yourself?
Absolutely. There's still a lot of, you know, people are wondering, when is the next shoe going to drop? Is there going to be another round of government intervention?
Does that make engagement degree of difficulty increase?
It does if there's not really good communication in the workplace. And we've talked about this before, that the great tool in your leadership toolbox to communicate value to people is this idea of recognition. Are you communicating what your standards of excellence are? And when those are met, do you celebrate those?
Right.
That's the affirmation that employees are looking for. How am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I want you to continue the stories that you've been telling us. I know you've got some others. Folks, he's telling us about some of the intangible, some of the ways of bringing out an intangible engagement factor in a company that's beyond the money, beyond patting everybody on the back, a way of bringing together. And see what you're talking about, Chester. And this is something that I've been talking about now for several years. I'm trying to get small business owners to understand this. You're talking, the examples you're giving us, Chester, are about building community. And let me tell you something, folks. The future of your business, I don't care what you sell, I don't care where you sell it, I don't care how much you charge for it, I don't care how you deliver it. If you can't learn to build community with your employees and with your customers, you will not survive. Go ahead, Chester.
Well, to that point, you know, as we've looked at a lot of our research as to what drives engagement, you know, one of the big drivers of engagement is this idea of pride in the corporate symbol. You know, your logo,
yep,
your store, your identity. And when your employees look at that, as well as your customers, are they seeing not only good products and services, but are they seeing good community in there? The way you treat each other in your stores, the way you interact in your communities. Do you support the Little League? Do you support local charities? And to that point is, when we talked about Texas Roadhouse, when the employees are buying the T-shirt that says, I love to work at Texas Roadhouse, at Thornton's, you know, they have their T within the triangle. Are they proud to wear that? Or is that seen as kind of the uniform, the necessary evil,
mm-hmm,
and we're kind of sucking up to people? So this idea of pride in the symbol, how do you do that? Well, you know, I was recently in Dubai, which, you know, is going through an economic crisis.
Of course, yep.
No one's ever seen. There's this group called the Jumeirah Hotels. You've maybe seen it. It's the big hotel that looks like a sail,
mm-hmm,
and it says the only 7-star hotel, you know, in the world. And even though their customer service is extraordinary, when we were over there, they said, how can we take that to the next level? So this engagement and this message that you want to commit to something world-class and that you're going to engage your employees and ask their opinions, how can we be better? And they've developed a wonderful way to funnel ideas right from, you know, the chambermaids to the butlers to the you know, the check-in people. Give us your ideas. And when you talk about that intangible on how to engage your employees and develop pride in your brand, ask your employees,
mm-hmm,
what they can do or what they've seen that you can do better. That's a wonderful affirmation that you're valued.
And see,
we
want to
know what you're thinking.
This is something that also, Chester, that's critical. That you know, if this is a critical key to success in the future, ask your employees what they think, as you just said, but also get you know take that same process and ask your customers what they think. Ask your customers what they want. So isn't what we're saying, I think, is the key to success for management in the future is to ask the people who are most important to us what they want, what they think, and then
exactly,
and then manage around that.
Well, and not only manage around that,
we don't have all the answers.
That.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of celebration. Hey, that was a great idea. You share, you give credit where credit is due.
Right.
You know, when we asked employees, what was one of the biggest ways that your manager or your immediate supervisor broke trust with you? And one of the most common answers was, took credit for my work.
Right.
And it's such an easy thing when you don't care who gets credit, and you know, and you make
That's
sure
right.
that you celebrate where the ideas come from.
Yeah.
That builds community. You know, winners celebrate.
Well,
and so
well said.
As you're looking at all these kinds of things,
Chester,
think of ways to celebrate with your employees.
I got to wrap it up, and I like your celebration. I've been talking about that. One of the things we've been celebrating here recently for our audience is surviving 2009. Chester, thanks for being here. Let's have a good 2010 together.
I'm with you. Take care.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.